"You're examining me now," Robert pointed out, and received another ferocious glare in return. "Where is my wife?"
"She is right here, sir."
Patrick stepped back, and Robert located Lucy sitting in a chair next to the fire, her hands twisted together in her lap around her handkerchief. The dogs were asleep at her feet. She looked remarkably pale, but met his gaze resolutely. "I know you said you didn't wish to see Dr. Fletcher, but when one's husband is discovered unconscious on the drive, one is entitled to ignore his wishes."
"Indeed," Robert said, "although one might have considered waiting a while and consulting the patient first."
"Lady Kurland did the right thing," Patrick replied. "I know you don't want to hear this, Robert, but this swelling on your thigh is hot to the touch. I hesitate to literally reopen old wounds, but I've heard of cases like this before from fellow army surgeons, and I'd like the opportunity to drain the swelling and see what's going on."
Robert swallowed hard. The idea of a surgeon laying hands on him again made every cowardly impulse in him stir to attention. It was also why he hadn't mentioned the swelling to anyone, not even his wife.
"If I don't try something, you'll probably lose the leg, and maybe your life if the inflammation spreads," Patrick continued.
Lucy came to stand beside the doctor and looked down at Robert. "As you might imagine, I would rather you continued your existence." He reached for her hand.
"Then I must agree to put myself in the good doctor's hands. When do you want to perform your butchery?"
Patrick shared a glance with Lucy.
"Now, if possible."
Robert nodded.
"Then give me a moment with my wife, and I am all yours.
I need to get some equipment and persuade Foley to give me the best brandy in the house."
Patrick squeezed Robert's shoulder hard.
"I'll do my absolute best to save your leg."
The silence left behind by the doctor was broken by the crackling of the fire and the whimper of one of the dogs chasing rabbits in his sleep. Lucy sat on the side of the bed and wrapped an arm around Robert's shoulders. He drew her close and kissed the top of her head.
"I do apologize for worrying you."
She cupped his chin. "You have always been a worry, but one that I willingly embraced." She searched his face. "Do you wish me to assist Dr. Fletcher, or would you rather I took myself off?"
"I'd rather you were here."
He hesitated.
"Just in case."
"Then here I shall remain." She kissed him gently on the lips. "At your side." She glanced over at the fire. "The dogs, however, will return to the kitchen." She went as if to sit up, and he held her in place.
"If the worst happens, I've made provision for you and protected the estate as best I can from Paul, but..."
She placed a finger on his lips. "Let's not worry about that now. I have every confidence in your ability to protect me, and I do not fear the future." She smiled, and he stored the memory away like a precious jewel. Her strength and calmness had never been more vital to him than at this moment. He kissed her fingers and then her mouth, deepening the kiss until she was moulded against him and they breathed as one. Eventually, she eased away from him, her eyes grave, and patted her now disordered hair. "I must look a fright."
"You look remarkably pretty to me," Robert said.
There was a knock on the door, and Silas, his valet, peered in.
"Dr. Fletcher asked me to come and assist, sir. I hope that's all right."
"Please, join us."
Robert pointed at the dogs.
"But take these two fine fellows down to the kitchen first, and make sure one of the stable boys gives them some exercise." "Yes, Sir Robert."
Foley came in with a bottle of his best brandy and placed the decanter beside Robert's bed.
"Good luck, sir. We'll all be praying for you."
Lucy pressed her lips tightly together and averted her gaze as Dr. Fletcher used his wickedly sharp blade to cut through the angry-looking flesh on Robert's...